How it came about is 2 years ago, we were doing a year-long community needs assessment in Petersburg, and people probably have noticed a survey here or there to ask about heavy and binge drinking or underage drinking. One of the things that we found from the youth surveys, like how do you access alcohol, and what they said was like 71% said it's easy to obtain alcohol. And then we asked, where are you getting the alcohol? How are you getting it? Do you sneak, steal alcohol from an adult? And these are the teens, and they say 67% say yes in Petersburg. And in Wrangell, 72% said yes.
Really? So most of them are getting it not because somebody's buying it for them, but because they know where to grab it.
Correct.
It already is.
And it's not that parents, we don't think that, you know, parents are leaving it out, you know, and like, hey, you know, take the beer. And it's more, but it's more of like,
they're not putting it, they're not putting in their school
like
lunch
free,
or anything.
Yeah. No, it's that, you know, younger kids don't have access to older friends, you know, mm-hmm. over 21. And so it's just easier to just kind of raid the liquor cabinet, particularly for people who don't drink often. They don't know their inventory as well. Or if people stock up from Costco, they have a couple of cases. I was talking to one adult who has a kid, and it's not that he was worried about his own kid, but just that fact that teens were walking by their cases of beer in the garage and they just moved it to the deck where it's not right in direct traffic.
Simple thing.
So we're not saying go buy a gun cabinet and put all your booze in there, but more of just removing the easy accessibility to alcohol.
Stephanie, I know you've been doing some events where you have people sort of learn about how suggestions for locking up their stuff. And have you had some participation in that?
Yes, actually, we've had a really good turnout. We've been targeting parents, as Kim was just saying. You know, we're trying to raise awareness and educate parents on how we can reduce access for, you know, youth to access alcohol. We had one workshop at Parks and Rec, and we were able to get the message out. We had about 15 people stop by and go through the workshop. And this was really just kind of like a home improvement workshop where we taught parents how to install locks on their liquor cabinets. And in doing so, we also gave away 15 free locks, which is kind of cool. We also learned through our research that youth are accessing alcohol on boats. So if you leave your ice chest out, your youth are going to be tempted to sneak or steal alcohol from the ice chest.
Or to remind people just to put that inside the lock cabin if they have that available.
So, right. People often will leave their chest out there, and even if they might not have kids, so they don't think about it. But when kids walk down the docks, they're smart enough to know that.
Oh yeah,
might be a place.
Hunting and gathering.
Right.
And alcohol's expensive, so I mean, just as a person who buys items in this town, you know, I wouldn't want to be losing a six pack every week. So, just to be aware of that, it's easy for kids just to go through coolers or go through garages.
Right. So you protect our kids and save your beer.
Yes.
The flyer says.
I think people can appreciate that for sure.